In early 2010, my colleague Professor David Studdart and I started looking at the regulatory arrangement for newborn screening cards here in Victoria and Australia. Newborn screening cards and the testing regime associated with them have been used in Australian hospitals for the last four decades. The test is usually performed within 48 hours of a child's birth, and doctors screen for up to 30 different genetic diseases, including cystic fibrosis and PKU. The testing procedure allows for early intervention of children who suffer from one of these up to 30 genetic conditions. As I mentioned, these tests have been done in up to four decades in the hospitals, and over time we've collected a huge database or bank of these cards. Our concern was that we weren't too clear what the regulatory arrangements surrounding these cards were. For example, who owns the blood or the card? Who owns the test associated with the cards? And how are these cards stored? Who has access to these cards later on? We wanted to look at the different consent procedures associated with the actual test and the likely consent procedures associated with the secondary use. Hence, we started this research. We found that in Australia, there's a range of different regulatory approaches that have been adopted, so it's very much jurisdictional specific. Looking particularly at Victoria, we found there were a range of pieces of legislation that actually impacted on the use, ownership and storage of these cards. It seemed like a spaghetti junction of laws intersecting, and there were a lot of blurred edges around these questions. In terms of our finding, we had particular concern, I guess is the best way to put it, in regards to the issue of consent. Ideally, when parents are presented with information regarding this test within this 48-hour window after birth, they should consent to the actual test and also to what happens to the card thereafter. Our research indicated that in many situations, parents may not actually know they're consenting to the test itself, but equally importantly, that they didn't actually know they were consenting to this DNA being stored indefinitely. That's the case in Victoria anyway. With these findings in mind, we in our research are calling for governments to reconsider the regulatory framework which currently govern these cards, to have a clear, distinct, unique pathway to actually look at or to regulate the actual consenting process, the storage and access to these cards. We would recommend that the governments look at addressing this through potentially giving references to the Victorian Law Reform Commission or the Australian Law Reform Commission if they're looking at a more harmonised approach across Australia.